Well, let's have a look at the coming day's trading. And we're going over to Kevin Miller, who is CIO at Evaluator Funds. I want to just start off with oil futures here, Kevin, first of all. And are you surprised how high they've gotten, given that in the past we always thought that we had shale, which would act as a ceiling to prices?
Yeah, I think, you know, whenever there's disruption in the Middle East, we're going to see that play out in oil prices. I think actually it's probably been somewhat curtailed in the past, like 5-6 years ago or longer. I think we would have seen a bigger spike, but as a result of what you've pointed out with shale and, you know, the fracking that's going on, they can open up those wells and turn them on and replace that lost production much quicker than they used to be able to. And so I think while we've seen a bump up, I think it would have been more severe, a few years back.
Hmm. If we look at gold futures, and I guess the VIX, what is the VIX at now? 1293, gold futures down, $1,314. What does it tell you about overall risk sentiment at the moment?
Well, investors are getting reacquainted with volatility. When interest rates started going up, the amount of volatility in the equities market started to ensue, very first week of February. And it's been in that position ever since. What we've been able to do is we, at the Evaluator Funds, we really don't invest in commodities or such as gold or oil as much as we're looking out a little bit more long-term. And the most challenging market that we see is the fixed income market right now. We feel equities are going to do well this year. We feel very favorable towards small caps due to the earnings reports we're seeing, the buybacks and stocks, and then the potential mergers that are coming down the road. We see the market doing well, the equity market, but fixed income, right now we're still getting our earnings driven by credit-based fixed income, but we anticipate a pivot point probably the middle part of next year, depending on how many more times the Fed raises and at what level, where we'll be transitioning from credit-based over to duration and rate-based fixed income.
Yep. Now, Kevin, with that in mind, we've got a bond market which is not going to do as well as the equity one, in your view. How high are yields going, in your view, as a result of that? And do we actually have an inverted yield curve at some point through 2018? The reason I ask that is how much of that really would reflect what's going on the ground for the U.S. economy as opposed to some of the previous shenanigans which have gone on with the yield curve itself?
Yeah, we don't really expect anything, an inverted yield curve as far as 2018. Probably, again, people are saying that they feel the Fed could raise three more times this year. I wouldn't be surprised if they took a break Q3 and just raise twice. But let's just say that they did raise three times this year, quarter a point per session, and then let's say they rose twice again next year. Right now, the Federal Reserve rate's at 1.75. Well, that 1.25% increase, if every raise was 0.25% per raise, we'd get the Fed rate up to 3%. Now, that's pushing it, I think. And even though we're climbing 0.25% per quarter, that's a lofty increase from where we are today, and if you go back to December 2016, we're only at 75 basis points. So I would be that would put some pressure on equity markets, I think, if the Fed did get their rate up to 300 basis points by mid 2019.
If I want to make a long-term bet, wouldn't I be relatively smart in trying to play some sort of mean reversion between European yields and U.S.? It just seems that with the 10-year yield on the German Bund at 61 basis points versus 3% on the button, and of course the Spanish and the Italian yields are far, far lower than the U.S. too, that this would be something that should equal out over time.
Yeah, the other element you need to take into consideration is currency exchange and whether you're going to hedge that out or not. But
LIBOR, LIBOR makes it a little bit tricky, doesn't it, with LIBOR at those levels?
Yeah, and there are some elements that are going to restrict the Fed from being able to raise rates at a real fast rate. I mean, one is the what you just pointed out with regard to the German Bund, where the Japanese, they're less than 10 basis points with their treasury. And the ability for us to refinance the quantitative easings, that the tranches that are coming off from 10 years ago, plus the new issue. If we let interest rates get out of control, it would be very challenging just to service our debt. So there are elements in play that are going to help restrict the Fed from elevating rates beyond a normal curve, so to say.